Sometimes you have to take a stand. This is Father Scott C. Toller. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Friday. TGIF, thank God it's Friday. You know every Friday can be a good Friday if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Come on now. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, take up the innermost recesses of my heart. Jesus, be my way, my truth, my life. Jesus, be the very reason why I exist. Jesus, let it be evident to anybody that meets me that I have made a wholehearted commitment to you. You want a good Friday? You want a good Monday? You want a good Thursday? You want a good Sunday? Hey! Let it happen by letting Jesus come into your heart. Today's gospel passage comes from Mark chapter 9, verse 40. Anyone who is not against us is for us. Okay, what's the context for this scripture passage? Well, you know, when disciples said, we saw people who are not of our group healing in your name, doing this in your name, Jesus. Jesus said, well, don't stop them if they're not against us, they're for us. So I want to stay with that for a while, okay? There's two major points that I want to make in today's program. Here's the first one. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Right? Or as I said at the beginning of the program, sometimes you have to take a stand. You have to take a stand. Even if you're not comfortable, even if you're scared, even if you're going against the tide of popular opinion, you have to take a stand. Because if you don't take a stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And look how our world is falling for false prophets. Look how they're falling for greed and lust, despair and cynicism. St. Paul says they're going to follow people who tickle their ears with new truths. The latest. I mean, it's all around us, isn't it? People are saying, well, no, then Jesus never rose from the dead. We find this tomb. And Jesus wasn't divine. Jesus didn't die on the cross. He married Mary Magdalene and had a kid. And Jesus was a poor chump who got caught in a political squeeze play. They're all out there, aren't they? Oh, you know, an unborn child's not human. It's not human until it's born, until it comes out of the womb. Have you ever seen the in-the-womb studies? The sonogram? Oh, you know what? Or but people say stuff like this. You know, To walk around in another sex's clothes is normal. Folks, we are normalizing the abnormal. We've got to take a stand. Right now, anything goes. Oh, that might sound like being very, very modern and tolerant. But I'll tell you what. That type of thinking is self-destructive. More violence, more disease, more families falling apart, more marriages ending up in divorce, more crime, more perversion on our airwaves. You got to take a stand. And it might be in your own home when you have to say to a spouse or to a kid or to a parent, that is not God's will. That's not God's will. You know, every once in a while a person will say to me, since I'm a Roman Catholic priest, I have a problem with the Catholic Church. Okay, well, what's the problem? And when they describe the problem, and they describe it clear enough for me to understand what they're saying, you know what I say back to them? Oh, no, 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 no. You don't have a problem with the Catholic Church. You have a problem with Jesus Christ, because in this case, the Catholic Church is authentically and correctly articulating the will of Jesus, the teachings of Jesus, the promise of Jesus. Okay? Well, why do they have a problem with the Catholic Church on an authentic teaching of Jesus Christ? Because they don't like it. It makes them uncomfortable. It cramps their style. They can't live a very hedonistic life. Well, what else do they say? Oh, yeah, it's Catholic guilt. You know, I grew up with Catholic guilt. Well, what's the issue here? Now, they tell me the issue. Well, you should feel guilty about that. You know? Yeah, you should feel guilty to sleep around. You should feel guilty cheating on your spouse. You should feel guilty for neglecting your kids. You should feel guilty getting involved in some type of addictive behavior. Oh, it's Catholic guilt. You should feel guilty if you don't praise and worship God. Remember, we don't go to church to get something out of it. We go to church to give praise and glory to God and to imitate the early church who gathered together for the breaking of the bread, to receive the Eucharist, to fortify each other with inspiration and acts of charity. So you got to take a stand. And if you take a stand, be prepared to suffer. Be prepared to lose friends. Be prepared not to be invited to parties. Be prepared to be called all kind of names, especially a religious fanatic. A right-wing religious fanatic, right? That's how they usually put those words together. All right. Now, I said there was 2 points I wanted to make in today's program. Let me move on to the second point. Sometimes help comes our way from the most unlikeliest source. Remember I said, quoting Mark 9:40, "Anyone who is not against us is for us," Jesus said. Yeah, sometimes the people who you expect to help you, support you, stand by you, don't. And other people, whom you don't have a terrible lot in common, are the people who help you. They become a source of strength. They're there for you in your need. And that's one of the mysteries of life, isn't it? The people that you hardly know are the ones that step forward when you are struggling. And although they may not totally agree with you on the interpretation of Jesus' teaching, loving you the way Jesus wants them to love you, they support you. I mean, a real obvious example of that within the Christian community, you know, there are some Christian denominations who do not agree with some of the Catholic teachings. They don't. We're in disagreement, for example, over the Eucharist, whether it's really the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And although that is a really serious difference, and one that hopefully will be resolved by the Holy Spirit working powerfully in these people's lives, the fact of the matter, on other issues, they sometimes are more support to you than your brother and sister Catholics. I'm thinking certainly of right-to-life issues. You know, they stand shoulder to shoulder with us in trying to defend life, when you can have people who call themselves Catholic who are pro-abortion, pro-euthanasia, pro-homosexual marriages. So be careful now that you don't alienate these people or you don't refuse their help because they're not in 100% agreement with all the things that you believe. I like to quote that quote. I don't know whoever said this, but it's right on the money. In essentials, unity. In non-essentials, diversity. But in all things, charity. All things, charity. Because doesn't it make sense, dear listeners, that the devil is going to try to divide us? That the devil wants us to fight among ourselves so we don't deal with the issues that are most important to the devil? like winning the world over to the devil, to the dark side. That's never going to happen because the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. But nonetheless, we have to be very, very careful that we're not fighting with people who can be our allies on so many issues, even though there's some disagreements among us on the interpretation of some of Jesus' sayings. A lot of food for thought there, right? Don't let the devil divide us. Let us work together so that we can build the kingdom of God, that we can make our land a place of justice and peace. You know who our prayer partners are today? Childless couples. That is, that can be so painful. In my many years of being a priest, I've had so many couples say, please, Father, please pray. We've done everything we can to have a child. We don't understand why God has not allowed us to have a child. Please pray. And I do pray, and I want you to pray for them, that if it's God's holy will, they will be able to have a child. If it's not God's will that they are naturally parents, may they be able to adopt. And that's very, very hard to do in our country because of the high abortion rate. There's so many children that could be adopted if their mothers would choose life and not abortion. So pray for these childless couples, okay? Today's food for thought. He who no longer pauses to wonder and stand wrapped in awe is as good as dead. Oh, I love that. Do you take time to just really appreciate the beauty of life, the beauty of a baby sleeping, the beauty of a thunderstorm, the beauty of a sunrise or a sunset? If you don't have any sense of awe left, you're the walking dead. All right, let me see if I can make you smile or laugh, okay? Today's small attempt at humor. You have to know something about the Christian Scientist Church to understand this, but maybe you'll get it. A leader in a Christian Science church was talking to a member of his congregation. And how is your husband today? The lady said, I'm afraid he's very ill. No, no, corrected the leader. You really shouldn't say that. You should say that he's under the impression that he's very ill. The woman nods in agreement. Yes, I'll remember that next time. A few weeks later, the leader saw the woman again. And how is your husband at the moment? Well, she replied, he's under the impression that he's dead. I really like that joke. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me know you listen to the program. I'd love to hear from you. Send me your prayer intentions. I will storm heaven with you and for you. Let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. No charge. Send me a check from my hospital for the very poor in Oaxaca, Mexico. Make it out to Tash, T-A-S-H, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. God will bless you for that. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.